Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Drop Podcast, the podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues. I'm your host, as always, and again, Lance Descott. You know, I've been listening to a lot of talk and chatter on Twitter and Facebook and their other social media outlets, and also some newspapers in Canada, and wanted to kind of give you my opinion on what's going on here and why I think, you know, what's going to happen when it happens. We all know the rumors about Shattenkirk. I mean, every day somebody comes up with a new rumor for some new team he's going to be traded to. The latest is Montreal or the Devils. You know, there may be some teams kicking the tires, but trust me, folks, if he doesn't end up with Boston or the Rangers, if he is traded before the season starts, I'm going to be more than shocked if it's not Boston or the Rangers. You'll hear that Boston's kind of fallen to the wayside. Well, don't listen to that fully. And don't listen to the stupid rumors about, oh, there's a player from Montreal that wasn't available and is now available. And, you know, don't forget New Jersey. He could play in New Jersey. There's very little to these rumors. Have the Devils called and talked to the Blues? Yes, they have. Has Montreal approach the Blues, whether it's directly or indirectly? Yeah, they have. But there's been a lot of teams approach the Blues about Shattenkirk. You have to kind of wade through the crap and see who the most serious is. Like I said, would it shock me if he ended up with another team besides Boston and the Rangers? No, not really, because anything can happen in the NHL. But my opinion is this. If he is with the Blues, and I've been saying this, he would probably be with the Blues for the beginning of the season, and most people didn't believe me. When he didn't get traded after, or right at the trade deadline, not trade deadline, the draft, and right after that, it was a pretty good chance that he was not going to be traded before the season. Slim chance, yes. You could see something in the next couple weeks before training camp. My best guess is if he's not traded, he will be here until the trading deadline, which that offers another big scenario. We can't forget how much the Blues have given up. They've let Backes go. They've let Brouwer go. They've let their number one goalie, Elliott, go. And regardless of whether you were fans of them, not fans of them, you were fans of them letting them go, thought it was time, you really weren't fans, you wanted to keep all of them, it's going to kind of play a part in what happens here in the trading deadline next season. And I know we're thinking a little bit ahead here, folks. So I'm going to give you my opinion. There's two ways this could go. The Blues have definitely taken a step back. They are not as good of a team as they were last year. Armstrong has finally had to admit that through months of saying, you know, we're going young, we're going to be fast, we're going to be this, we're going to be that. He's finally had to step forward, and he's actually said, yeah, we've had to take some steps back, so we take steps in the future forward. What that means is to get these young players playing where they need to be so they can have a good young team that doesn't cost them a lot of money, and I don't have no problem with that. If you can get a young team that plays well and is fast and competes every year for the Stanley Cup, for the, you know, for the Western Conference Finals, you know, round two, round three, whatever. If you can do that, that's great. I mean, that's awesome. But here's two scenarios that I want to give you. This is going to tick off a lot of fans. The Blues aren't very good this year. Let's just say that. Let's say that perhaps. Let's say they end up with 82 to 86 points, somewhere in that range, and end up, I don't know, 5th, 6th, 7th in the Western Conference. Let's just say that. Just don't start jumping up and down in your chair, throwing things at me, you know, contacting me on Twitter, telling him I'm nuts. I'm just giving examples here. And it comes trading deadline. The Blues could probably get something very, very good for Adam, for Shattenkirk, for Kevin Shattenkirk. Or the Blues surprise everyone with their youth and are more experienced than what it seems. David Perron comes through. Sobotka plays better than I think he's going to. I think he's a fourth-line player at best, if he's even that. And Fabbri steps up and starts scoring goals. Maybe Ty Ratty makes the team and scores 15 goals. You know, maybe Steen this year will score, you know, his normal 18 to 20 goals. You know, maybe they'll surprise some people. I don't think that's going to happen, but let's just say that. Or let's say, because you didn't trade him before the season or during the draft, and you wanted way too much effect, Detroit Red Wings, you know, you're going to have a guy that at the trading deadline, if your team is good, you can't trade him. Because if you have chemistry there, and you're competing, and you know you can compete and get to the second and third round, you really can't trade a cornerstone of your defense if he's playing that well. So the Blues have really got to look at what they do with Shattenkirk here. It could put him in a very precarious situation next year, or it could put him in a situation where they could get a ton for him at the trading deadline. You know, I know there's people saying, well, the Blues are saying they'd like to re-sign him. That's not going to happen. They don't have the budget to do it. Now let's get into why they don't have the budget to do it and other reasons. First reason, I think with the way Shattenkirk was treated after this and around the draft, being told that he was going to be traded, it was definite, you know, it would be done, don't worry. And then the next couple weeks told, yes, we're still working on trades. And now, well, no, he's going to be with us for the first of the year and have a great season. That could be all smokescreen. But that's frustrating for a player to not know what he's going to be doing. I mean, put yourself in that position. You go to get a job and your boss comes to you and says, oh, I think we're going to send you over to this division in this town and you're going to work at this job. Like, great, great. I'm really looking forward to it. It's probably going to happen this week. That's awesome. Well, 2 weeks later, you still haven't. You go in and say, hey, what happened? Am I still going to have this job in our other division in this other city? Well, we're trying, you know, we think you are, but it's still looking pretty good. Should happen in the next week or two. And you're telling your wife, you're telling your kids, you're telling your family, you're all excited about it. And then a month goes by and you go back up and talk to your employer and say, listen, I'm not really trying to bug you, but it was under my impression that I had getting a promotion or I was changing over to this other division. You know, it was a great opportunity for me. You know, I like it here, but, you know, I think there's a better opportunity there. Well, you know, I think for this year, we're probably just going to go ahead and keep you around here and we'll see if something happens. But right now, I think we're just going to keep you here. That would frustrate the heck out of you. That's the best comparison I can give to you. I'm sure Kevin Shattenkirk's very frustrated right now. Could he play for the Blues this year and have a great season? Yeah, he could. You know, but he could also play for the Blues this year and get injured, and then nobody's going to want him. They're not going to be able to get anything for him. So that's that with Kevin Shattenkirk. Now, recently I wrote a blog article that has been taken off on STL All Sports blog. That's my blog. And it was concerning Patrick Berglund and Alexander Steen. Both of these guys are unrestricted free agents after the 2016-2017 season. David Backes recently left the Blues because they wanted to give him 3 years at around five to five eight, somewhere in that range, between the $5 and $6 million a year range. He wanted 5 to 6 years, and he got his 5 years from Boston. He was age 32, and the Blues said, well, with a player like that, he could be declining. You know, it's a proven fact. You know, you got to look at players like Brad Richardson. You know, look at him. Signed that big contract when he was 32, and I mean, he was more than a piece of dung in a toilet after that. And a couple of those years after that, he made $12 million a year. And, you know, it's ridiculous. So, I think the Blues did the right thing in there. I'd have loved to have Backus back for 3 years, but not 5 years. So now I've written this article, and some people are very, very open to it. Other people tell me that I'm stupid. In fact, after I wrote this article, the local radio station, 101 Sports Radio, had not talked about Steen or Berglund or the Blues free agents after next season at all. The day after I write the article, they come on and have to settle the fans down, you know, basically saying, well, you know, let's talk about Alexander Steen's future and Berglund's future and so on and so forth. And, you know, there are beliefs out there that, you know, Berglund's gone, but, you know, I've talked to Doug Armstrong, and he really wants Berglund back, and Berglund says he wants to sign a contract before this year's up, blah, 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 blah. Well, remember, folks, Backus was saying the same thing. Armstrong was saying the same thing at the beginning of last year. Yeah, we'd love to have David back. You know, he's a leader, so on and so forth. He's an integral part of the team. Backus was saying, yeah, I'd love to sign a new contract, so on and so forth. These are guys who are both 32 years old. I really like Alexander Steen. I like his two-way play. I think he's one of the better two-way players in the league, can play defense, can hit a little bit. Not super, super physical, but can be physical at times. Not a huge guy. There's some people that for some reason think he's a big, big man. And he's not big. He's solid and a decent height, but he's not huge. So he can throw his weight around a little bit. I bring up the points in my article that through 13 seasons, Alexander Steen has recorded about 12 point something goals a year. When he's been with the Blues, it's 18.4 goals a year, which is better. You know, he's been better with the Blues than he was with Toronto because the Blues gave him more of an opportunity. So, 18 goals a year and 20 some odd assists a year. They just paid a much younger Jaden Schwartz $5.3 million. On a new contract. They just signed Jake Allen to a new contract where this year doesn't account for very much, but next year, after the 2016-2017 season, for 2017-2018, he's going to be making $4.3 million. So that raises the Blues' expenses $2 million. So, right now, the cap hit for Alexander Steen for the 2016-2017 season is $6.5 million. Think about this, folks. Regardless of what other people may say on social media, on regular media, talk radio, so on and so forth, if you were the Blues, take your heart out of it. Take out the fact that Steen's a great guy. Look at what you did to Backus. Your same reasoning there. 32 declining. Alexander Steen's 32. You could say he's declining because the year before last, he scored 24 goals. And last year only scored 17. People are going to say, well, he was injured. He was injured a little bit the year before. He's been injured a little bit almost every year he's been with the Blues. Some only missing a few games, others missing more than just a few. Would you give this guy more than Jaden Schwartz, who's younger, who's got potential? You know what Steen is. Steen's going to be what he is going to be. If he doesn't decline anymore, he's an 18-goal scorer with 20-some-odd assists. He's making $6.5 million this year. He's already said he wants a 4 to 6 year contract. Do you honestly think the Blues should re-sign him for 4 to 6 years when they wouldn't give Backus a 5-year contract when he was with the same age? And Backus, I would say, you know, people are going to disagree with me, was more of a two-way player. Backus had the body to hit you and hurt you. Steen does not. He's solid and can hit, but Backus can get in front of the net. Steen doesn't have that game where he can stand in front of the net. He'll get the crap beat out of him if he stands in front of the net very much. So, I said, and I will say this, the Blues, if they want Steen back, I won't have a problem with it. 3 years. 3 years, he's going to have to take a pay cut between $5 and $5.5 million. That's just the way it is. Because people that when they look at that, they think, oh, Well, let's just give him what he wants. He's a great player. You know, he's Steiner, this, Steiner, that. And by the way, stop calling him Steiner. When you call him Steiner, you show yourself not to really be a true fan. Call him Alexander Steiner, Steen. You know, most people I know that call a player their nicknames, they either don't know hockey or they just got involved with hockey. Call him Alexander Steen, please. And this is going to bring an uproar, too. I know, especially to the women out there that love Steiner, as they call him. Don't think I'm bashing Alexander Steen. I'd love to have him back for 3 years. That would give us Alexander Steen for till he's 35. Perfect. Perfect timing. Other people can step in. What you're not thinking of, people, is the repercussions of signing Alexander Steen to an extension of $5 to $6 million for 5 to 6 years, which the Blues are not going to do that. I guarantee you they're not going to do that. And here's why. You have Paul Stastny making $7 million a year. After the 2017-2018 campaign, he is going to be around 32, 33 years old. He will be a free agent. You're going to have to find somebody else because I doubt the Blues are going to re-sign him unless he has 2 great years, much better than he's had the last 2 years. You've got Schwartz tied up. You've got Laterra in that sucky, crappy contract. You've got Perron until then. So you're going to have to replace Perron in 2018-19. So we've looked at 2017-18. We looked at 2018-19. Berglund's up after 2016-17, just like Steen. Goodbye, Mr. Berglund. You've never been what you're supposed to be. You're a fourth-line player at best. You may have 3 great games that make you look like you're this big guy that's the king of the world that can force his way in and score goals. And I know I'm going to get people say, oh, but he was hurt so bad. And, you know, he's 28 years old. And in my opinion, you've given him enough time. He was a 25th overall pick in 2006. You've given him 10 years with your organization. And he still is the player he was years ago. He's not going to get any better. So goodbye, Mr. Berglund. That's on that part. You know, as I said, you're going to have to find somebody to replace Perron after 2017-2018. Ryan Reeves after 2017-2018 becomes a free agent. You know, you've got other players. You know, not big players, but you got Brodziniak. In 2 years, it'll be a free agent. You'll have to replace him. Scotty Upshaw after next year, they probably won't re-sign him. If they do, it'll be for very minimal money. He's an unrestricted free agent. Goodbye, Mr. Magnus Pajarvi. He's gone after 2016-2017. I wish he was gone now. You're stuck with Jay Bouwmeester until the year 2019-2020. Isn't that just nice? Shattenkirk will be gone, most likely. You've got Gunnarsson at a decent contract for a couple years. Bortuzzo's 27. You may re-sign him for another year after the 2016-2017 season. Here's what's going to cost you money, regardless of whether he's a restricted free agent or not. After the 2016-2017 season, Colton Parayko is going to get a good contract. And you may say, well, he's a restricted free agent, you know, this and this and that. I guarantee you he will be making $3.5 to $4.5 million a year if he keeps playing like he's playing. If he has another good year after this year and shows even more potential, he may make more than that. So that's even more reason why you can't sign Steen to a 5-year contract. Jake Allen makes $2 million more after the 2016-2017 season. Going into 2017-2018. He'll be making 4.3 instead of his 2.35 from this year. Carter Hutton, their backup, is making $1.125 million. He'll be an unrestricted free agent in 2 years. So you got to find somebody either in your farm system to replace him, which means most likely you will be paying somebody a little bit of money. I mean, they're non-roster players. They already have a lot of money tied up in them. I mean, people like Villahueso, they're paying him $850,000. Phoenix Copley is making $710,000. Connor Bleakley is signed for 3 years for $700,000. Ty Ratty is still owed $650,000, and he become a restricted free agent after the 2017-2018 season, or before the 2017-2018 season, excuse me. So you've got all these guys and some of these young guys that you're going to have to sign. You're going to have to figure out another goalie in the future. And a lot of people are going to say, well, they got so many goalies. Yeah, but if they had so many good goalies, why did they go out and sign Carter Hutton? If they thought any of their goalies in their system were that good that they could bring up and back up to Jake Allen and play 15 games a year, 20 games a year, maybe a little bit more, they would have brought him up. But apparently they don't think any of them are ready. So, people, please, when you talk about bringing back Alexander Steen, think of it completely. Stop thinking with your heart. Start thinking with your brain in the future. Start thinking of the Colton Parayko contract they're going to have to sign. Start thinking of them replacing the $300.75 million Perron contract after the next 2 years. You can't just look at it this year and say, oh, well, they've got this much cap space left. And you can't look at it and go, well, Shattenkirk's going to be gone. Yeah, but whoever you get in trade for Shattenkirk, you got to pay them too. Or you're going to have to go out and sign a free agent for probably a little bit more money than you were paying Shattenkirk, probably $5 to $6.5 million. So before this blows up on Facebook, before this blows up on Twitter and people start calling me not a Blues fan, that I'm always complaining about the Blues, I'm not. I'm trying to state a case for keeping Alexander Steen for 3 years, saying bye-bye to Berglund, and that's it. Giving you reasons why they shouldn't sign him to a 4, 5, 6 year contract. He wants a 5 year contract. And did you know during Jaden Schwartz's contract negotiations, his agent talked anywhere from a 1 to 8 year contract? Are you kidding me? Were they stupid enough to think the Blues were going to sign Jaden Schwartz to an 8 year contract? Thank you, Doug Armstrong, for not doing that. So before you get all over this podcast and start yelling at me and start saying, I don't know what I'm talking about. Think about the Blues' future. Think of what, just like you did with Backes. So many people I saw, on social media and on local sports talk and on ESPN and NHL. Oh, it was good for the Blues. Backes is 32 years old. They can't sign a 32-year-old player to a 5 or 6 year contract and pay him $5.5 to $6 million. Well, those of you that want Steen back, that's what it's going to cost for 5 or 6 years. But yet you're willing to do that. That makes no sense to me. None at all. Alexander Steen's a great guy, a nice guy. He's great to have in the locker room. But people, stop saying we need him because we've lost Brouwer. We've lost Backes. We've lost leaders. We can't lose Alexander Steen. This is what Jeremy Rutherford says of the Post-Dispatch, the Blues beat writer. We can't lose that. What's it saying to the young kids? Well, I'll tell you what it's saying to the young kids if you don't sign him for 5 or 6 years. It's saying we care about your future, young kids, and we want to save this money for you guys. That's what it's saying. That's exactly what it's saying. I love Alexander Steen. 3 years I'm fine with, just like I was fine with 3 years with Backes. 5 years, no. No way. Because I'm going to tell you something. If the Blues make this mistake and sign him, just like they signed the Jay Bouwmeester contract, and now they're stuck with him till the year 2021, I guess it is, or 2021. Do you want that to be the case? In 2 years, we've got Steen on a 5 or 6 year contract, and he starts slowing down because of his age. Do you want people to, well, that Steen contract was bad, because if you do sign him to 5 or 6 years, within 3 years down the road, people are going to be saying that, and they're going to be blaming Doug Armstrong. Great. Let's keep him. More than that, bye-bye, Alexander Steen. We've loved you. You've helped the Blues get to where we are. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, Berglund. Yeah, we should not have signed the last contract with you. That was our mistake. Good luck. Well, folks, this has been the Drop Podcast, and I'm your host, Lance Descott. I've been ranting and raving. Hopefully some of you will think with your mind and not your heart when it comes to these players, and think about the Blues' future when they're going to have to pay Colton Parayko and some of these other young guys coming up their money. Would you like to lose a young good player because you've paid Steen too much money? Just think about that. Thanks again for joining me. Thanks for listening to me rant. Thanks for listening to me go on about the Blues and the NHL. As I said, this is the Drop Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop. You can email us at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can follow our podcast on ShoutEngine.com, Stitcher.com, and iTunes. Just look up either the St. Louis Blues space, the Drop Podcast, or just look up the Drop Podcast on one of those sites and we should show up. If you're just listening to the show and haven't downloaded it, by all means, download it. You know, hey, send me messages if you think I'm wrong. I'm open to comments. If you think I'm wrong, show me something. And if I've missed something and I'm wrong, I'll be the first person to admit I'm wrong. Trust me. I'm not one of these people that will not admit he's wrong. I don't think I'm wrong when it comes to the opinions on the subjects I've given tonight. I think I'm pretty dead on. I think most people that think with their brain would think I'm pretty dead on. So, until next time, folks, when I probably be doing an update show, and just in the slight chance Shattenkirk gets traded, we'll go over that. If not, probably the next time I see you will be right before either I do my Western Conference preview or right before my Blues camp preview. Thanks again for joining me. Subscribe to all of our podcasts. Have a great evening, a great day. Let's go Blues!
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.